So we call to order the workshop of the FEMA Community Rating System. Travis?
Sorry, Keisha Messer's here to present on that. I'm sorry.
Hi, I know most of you. I'm Keisha Messer, and I'm a certified floodplain manager, and I am contracted through you guys. So I have been working with the staff doing the permits, and I noticed that y'all are still using the 10-year cumulative ratio for the 50% FEMA regulations. There's two separate aspects to this. I realize that not everybody realizes it. For one, you have to have a flood ordinance that's a model flood ordinance through the state emergency management. They mandate that. To be in that, it allows your constituents to participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. It does mandate that you have the community, the 50% substantial damage. So if a building's below floodplain and is damaged more than 50%, it has to be elevated. What the 10-year cumulative does is it adds them up for 10 years, so it's constantly gaining. It's not required. It is, and I have to excuse me, I'm not used to being at the podium. So it's not required. If you participate in the CRS, you get points for the CRS. And what the CRS does is gives, on top of their flood insurance, a discount. The county participates in the CRS, and they have a really big discount policy. The purpose, or the main way they get all their points is open space. The majority of their points is open space, which is the forest, and nobody can build in it. We did a pilot study in Carabel, and we can't get over a 9, which is a 5% discount. The 10-year cumulative only allows for 40 points maximum, and I shared some information. And you would only get those 40 points if your entire city was in the floodplain. So they take it and they do a ratio on how much of your city is in the floodplain, and then your points start getting deducted from there. To get from a class 9, which I believe is what you guys were, I can't find where y'all are even in the CRS anymore. Right, you're in a pilot program. So you have to have 500 points to get to the next category. So 40 points maximum is not going to make or break your class for moving up. So what it does do is it hurts your citizens, and it allows them to, you know, once they get to that 50%, they can't do anything for 10 years. That means if their air conditioner goes out or anything, without elevating those homes. And a lot of these places around here, I guess, you know, y'all have a lot of historic valued homes around here. So I just was asked to come and kind of explain that and answer any questions if you have any. Also, I would add that you can do a 5-year, but it's only 20 points, and it's still based on what area is in that special flood hazard. So the city of Carabel and the county have both went to a 1-year because basically a permit lasts a year. So that gives them the 1 year to do their permits, the renovations. And then that renovation gets added to the total of their value then, because once you pull a permit with a 10-year, you're stuck at that value of that 10-year. Even though that home may go up, you know, in 5 years it may be worth double. So that's kind of how the FEMA works that.
Okay, quick question, just for the record, so that those that will be listening, exactly, give an example of what the program currently does to essentially prevent a resident from repairing their property if they're in the floodplain area.
So you get audited on your floodplain ordinance, which is governed by the Florida Department of Emergency Management in the state of Florida. and FEMA. And so they come in and they check your building records. And if you're not compliant, then they pull your NFIP status, and nobody in the city can get flood insurance. So if you're having that 10-year, you have to stick to it. So if the building's worth $50,000, they can put $25,000 to repair in it, and that's for 10 years. You can't touch it again. You can't legally pull a permit, and a lot of times they'll start doing stuff without permits. But the city of Carrabelle and the city of Apalachicola and Franklin County as well, we were one of the first entities back in 2013 when they first introduced all this, and they didn't really explain it well to us, I feel like. So we went with the 10-year. We were like, yes, they have to do this. But the more training and learning and, you know, networking, not many cities have kept the 10-year anymore, just because it's not. Now, you've got places like Ocala, that's like a class 2. They're the highest class rating almost that you can get. But they literally almost have no flood zones. So having the 10-year for them is not a big deal, because only the houses in the flood zone are affected. So
if my house was in a flood zone, is valued at $100,000, and I had repairs that needed to be done, what percentage or how much can I spend within that 10-year?
$50,000.
And I have to wait 10 years.
And you have to wait 10 years to do anything else. And then, like I said, you're locked in at that value. So even though now your house is worth $300,000, you're still locked in at that $100,000. So.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Duncan, do you have any questions?
I want to also add, too, we've also added, because the state now allows it, that we can add 20% to the property appraiser's value, because it's usually lower than the rebuild value. So we've added that to our ordinance as well. So that would be something you could consider, too. It just helps your property values, you know, of course you want people to, you know, be outside the flood zone, and, you know, but if a one-time occurrence comes, there's nothing you could do. You would have to elevate. But if you're just doing windows 1 year, or, you know, you have HVAC go out 1 year, then your roof the next year, then you're done for 7 years, you know, and you might have some other major renovations that need to be done.
Thank you. Commissioner Elliott?
What does the workload look like for staff on implementing this new system? So how would this work for the city?
So your 10 years are actually a lot harder, because they're having to track every permit for 10 years and even try to find, because y'all had some turnover in staff, try to find permits that were issued prior, I think pretty much moving forward. So, the CRS itself, just participating in it, the city of Carrabelle doesn't participate in it, because it's a part-time job at the least. It's more like a full-time job. And you have audits every year, and then you have a big audit every 5 years. And there's documentation that has to be kept and provided. So you've got the CRS, and then you've got your National Floodplain Ordinance that you have to have. So they're two separate entities.
Okay.
The 10-year really is difficult to keep up with. With the 1 year, you know, you can keep up and look back and see if they've had any permits within a year. And then once that's closed out, it's done. You're not having to track it, you know. So.
Okay. That's all I have right now. I might think of some in a minute, but that's all I've got right now.
Yeah, the CRS is a whole person, you know, staff to keep up with itself.
Thank you. Commissioner George?
I think I just have one question. You were saying that we need to move 500 points to get to the next.
Yes, ma'am. So 0 to 500 is a 10, and then from 500 to 1,000 is a 9, and so forth. So, and then every step up, every 500 points, you go up a point, and then it starts out at 0% if you're at a 10, which the city of Carrabelle only, we did the pilot study, we only qualified for 674 points. So either way, doing the 10-year, it wasn't going to make or break us, and we couldn't get any higher just because we didn't have, for one, the staff, or we don't have a huge area, you know, where the big points really come in.
So you don't think we can actually get to the next level, even keeping what?
Not with keeping this. That's it's not going to make or break going to your next level, because it's the like I said, the maximum you can get for 10 years is 40 points. That's the maximum, but that would be if your entire city was in the special flood hazard area.
But it's prorated based on
this. It's prorated.
Okay, that eliminates all my other questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Grove?
Yeah, I've done a lot of research over the last 10, 15 years on this, and I sat on a national CRS committee. It's a program that FEMA came out really strong with.
Yes.
But it's been added on, and it's very difficult, as I mentioned a couple of years ago when the mayor asked me to look into it. I talked to the ISO, which is the insurance branch, which kind of oversees...
Mm-hmm. Regulate.
For FEMA, they oversee insurance issues. So unless we keep the 10 years, we're not going to get the points. If we knock it down to 5, we can get so many points. It's a difficult question. And I know I worked with Amy Kelly when she was with the county. We worked on the county's points, and we worked on the city's points, even though we hadn't gotten into the program. And there are things you can do, as you said, open space, but the county owns most of the open space.
Right.
So I think if we're going to do it, I would suggest, I mean, cutting it back to 2 is not going to do us any good. Like if we could do 1 to 5, 5 is the next point at which we could see some points, or 10. So we either cut it. It's not going to make any difference if we do 1, 2, 3, or 5.
Right. You have 40 points for 10, 20 for 5, but you're not going to see all 20 of those because
right.
You don't have the whole city.
Yeah. So it's a complicated thing. I'm glad Keisha is around so we can hire her on a part-time basis when we need to. But thank you for coming and talking about it.
You're welcome.
So, Travis, what is our goal for this workshop?
The goal is to, we need to make a decision whether we want to stay with 10, we want to go to 5, we want to go to 1, but it's up to the commission where you want to go with our date. And if we want to stay in CRS, I mean, you can make the decision to pull out of CRS entirely. But that's this commission.
Are there any public comments for Keisha regarding floodplain management?
I heard
Keisha. And it's not everybody who, like, I might have a house in a floodplain, but my neighbors are not in it, but they still get flood insurance, and they get the discount. So it's not just how many houses are in the floodplain. There's a lot of people in town who have flood insurance for many different reasons, and their rights are also brought down with the program.
But on the flip side, there are those that are in the floodplain that needs renovations, that they can't make those renovations once they tap into their percentage up front, so they're lost for 10 years until...
Well, we haven't been in the program. So
and just in my experience, you know, with the points, the way they've changed them, it's not going to make or break you a class. So not having it, you're still going to be a class 9. You know, you're still going to be... You'll still be eligible for your 5% discount, even though you're not using the 10-year. If you keep the 10-year, it's not going to throw you into an 8, but unless you're right there at 980 points. Well, you'd have to be closer than that because you won't get the whole 40 points anyway, or 20 points.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the pilot study. I don't reckon it's done. I didn't reach out to the state floodplain manager's office just because the storm's coming and everybody gets in a frenzy. So I would be happy to look over the CRS program. It's not really what I'm contracted to do, but I do specialize in it. I've been doing it both for a long time, for 18 years now. So
is there a urgency to make a decision on this matter?
I'd make a motion that we go to one.
But we were in a workshop.
We're in a workshop.
It is the first item on our agenda for the meeting. So.
So just out of curiosity, is there an urgency for the...
And I can probably answer that too, Travis, if you don't, unless you...
Go ahead.
Right now, the state floodplain management office has implemented new rules that have to be adopted into a new floodplain ordinance. So you're going to have to revise it anyway. That's kind of why we work together to bring it up now, because you're fixing to have to revise it anyway. So we thought we'd, you know, two birds, one stone.
And also we are in the process of finishing the entry process, which is called a CAV.
Mm-hmm.
There are all these acronyms. We have been in that limbo for 5 years because we had staff changeover. The mayor asked me a couple of years ago to look into it, if it was worth it, and I said we put a lot of energy into it when I brought it back. So if we want to continue, but this is another aspect of it.
Yeah, you might have to hire somebody new for that position.
We've kind of gone through most of this, so we're right at the doorstep, and if we don't complete it, we'll be wiped out of the program, and we've lost all those years of work. So.
Oh. Can I say something?
Sure.
We had somebody assigned to us through FDEM. We have an ordinance drafted. We're just waiting on the decision from you guys on the term limit. Also, you mentioned the 20%. I don't know if that's in our draft right now, but I'd like to talk to you about that later.
Okay.
But we are being pressed to at least show them that we're moving along in this. So if we make a decision tonight, we'll start going in ordinance readings and things like that.
And then once you draft it and you do your first reading, you have to send it to FDM for review. They have to review it before you can actually pass it. So, but they are pushing with it being hurricane season. I'm trying to get mine as well. So, yes.
So are there any other questions regarding floodplain management? Commissioner Grove, did you have any other comments for flood? Okay, so there are no further comments regarding floodplain. Commissioner Duncan?
Would it be appropriate for me to ask you what your opinion is?
My opinion is I don't agree with the 10-year. I don't think it, especially in small cities such as ours, two sister cities, it just affects the citizens. It really, you know, it
ties their hands.
It does, and sometimes even when their houses, you know, maybe a mobile home that's, you know, they can't even replace an HVAC system because the mobile home isn't even valued enough to put it in. So it really does hurt a lot of the local working people, working class. So I think in the beginning it sounded like a great idea, and I was all on board. But over the years,
funding that'll help us, it'll be great.
Right. So, right, and like I said, FEMA does mandate that one time occurrence, then you would have to, you know, act. But there to be overly is just a little too much for our area.
Thank you for being willing to share. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no other questions, I will call a motion to adjourn this workshop. We have 15 minutes before the regular scheduled meeting is called to order. So may I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move
to adjourn.